Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. It's Elder Angelique Lawrence coming to you with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our victory in Christ Jesus. So I need you to go grab your pen, your paper, and your Bible as we get ready to go into an in-depth Bible study. Amen. I am glad to be with you all on today. This is our third season. Amen. We were on a hiatus, and now we're in the third season of Truth Finders. It's just amazing that we've been together this long. Amen. So while you're getting your pens and papers, I want to acknowledge our international, hallelujah, listeners who've been faithful. Amen. Our listeners in India and the Philippines and Pakistan and Afghanistan, amen. You guys have been listening, hearing the Word of God, going in with me, digging into the truth of the Word of God and finding your victory in Christ Jesus, amen. So while you're doing that, we're going to open up with a prayer. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness. This truly is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, not just for what you've done, but simply for who you are. You're so good. You're so gracious. You're so merciful, Lord God. You help us to see another year, Lord God. When we see those dying to the left and the right of us, but it never came nigh our dwelling. So we just bless your name, Lord God. We praise you because we know you're the sovereign God, all-knowing God, all-loving God, a holy God, and a terrible God in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you as we invite you into this study, Lord God. Give your people everything they need to be victorious in you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You said the truth will make us free, Lord God. Give us truth that we may be set free, and who the Son set free is free indeed, Lord God. So we bless your name even right now, Lord God. Touch the hearts and the minds of your people, Lord God, as the word is going forth, Lord God. Give them victory through every word spoken that proceeded out of the mouth of Christ on today. And we truly love you. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you all, fellow true finders. I know it's been a while since we've been together, but I thank you all for returning back to me as we get into the word of God. And we usually go back and do a synopsis of what we learned on the last time we got together. But it's been so long, amen. I just admonish you, if you are a truth finder, if this is your first truth finder, to go back and listen to season one and season two. It's going to bless you. If you are continue to be a truth finder's follower, amen, go back and listen to some of those. The words are so powerful. It teaches us about everyday life, about fear and joy, and how to walk in the power of God and how to learn the word of God and understand who he is and whose we are. Hallelujah. So on today, going into our third season, amen, I'm so grateful, amen, for you all still hanging out with me, still kicking it with me, amen. We're going to talk about today the power that you get in the secret place, the power that you receive from on high in the secret place. And the scripture we're going to open up with on today is Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. And this is Jesus talking. And he says, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet or into your secret place, into your alone place." Amen. He says, when you pray, enter into your inner room, the secret place, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret. And the Father which sees in secret shall reward thee openly. And we know this is Jesus talking, and he's telling us, if you go in a secret place and talk to your Father, I'm going to reward you openly. There's so much power in going into the secret place with God. Just that stillness, that that place where everything, the whole world is cut off. All you can hear is that still voice of God. The thing we learned is that when we look at Elijah and all the things that happened to him on Mount Carmel, the one thing he said, the thunder came and the booms came, but only time he heard God's voice was a still voice, to get in a place of peace and stillness to be able to hear his voice. Let's go over to Mark. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Just flip over the next book over, amen. And 1 and 35 says this. In the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out, and this was Jesus, and departed into a solitary, hallelujah, and that's the key word, a solitary place, and there prayed. Even Jesus, which was God in the flesh, got up early in the morning, went by himself, and prayed to the Father, and they already had a connection. So if Jesus went in there, hallelujah, what more power do you think that we will receive being filled with God's Spirit, hallelujah, to go in those secret place? And it's not just for Jesus, but the children of God when we go in. Let's look at 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 4. Get over there, Old Testament, for my newcomers. 2 Kings chapter 4. And I'm flipping over there with you, fellow truth finders. 2 Kings chapter 4. And we're going to look at verse 3. And it says, then he said, I don't think that's the right scripture, but I want to go back to Elisha. Elisha, when he went in to heal the young man, he shut the door and started to pray to the God on high. And he answered his prayer openly and brought the young man back to life. And that's the kind of power you receive when you stay in this place of the Most High. When we look at Psalms 91, and we're going to go over to Psalms 91, and we are going to stay there. I'm not going to flip around this time because I really want you all to get this. Psalms 91, and I'm going to read the whole thing, and then we're going to go back and kind of break it down a little bit. But when we look at Psalms 91, and it is a psalm that was written by Moses, actually. Amen. And it says this. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowlers and from the noisy pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrows that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that waste at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thy dwelling. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. But he should give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They should bear thee up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and the adders and the young lions, and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows my name. Hallelujah. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And so when we look at this, and I read in its entirety because it's so powerful, it's so rich, it's filled with so many promises of God just being in his presence. Look at this. When we look at him being the Most High, we show him as being greater than any threat we can face. When we look at him being the Almighty, it shows us his power to confront and destroy every enemy. Sorry. When it shows him and says that he is the Lord, it shows his presence is always with us. Emmanuel, the God that is always with us. And then it shows him and says, when he says, my God, it shows the truth that God has chosen to associate himself intimately with those who trust in him. Such a powerful scripture. When we look at that dwelling place, when we look at getting under the hedge of protection with God, this sums up our life as spirit-filled believers. As we stay in his presence, as we get before him daily, as we get, hallelujah, under the ark of him, he is there for us. So I want to talk about the 8 benefits of being in the presence of God. The 8 benefits, and I want you all to write this down. And you can go back through Psalms, amen, because I didn't want to go scripture by scripture, but I pulled out the 8 benefits, and it's probably more that you might find even for yourself. But for me, when I was reading through it, like, there are so many benefits in Psalms chapter 91st division of Psalms, verses 1 through 16, the whole entire, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, the whole entire Psalm is just such a blessing. So the first thing we see when we look at Psalms 91 is he's a refuge. The first thing he says here, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When we look at being a refuge, it's a place of hiding. It's a place to go in and get under the shadow of God where he can protect you. A lot of times we feel empty in this world, in this cruel and sick world. We feel alone. We feel like there's nowhere to run. But he tells us here that if you don't know where to go, or if you're in a place where you don't understand, you can get under his shadow. You can get in his presence, and he'll protect you. Psalms 9, and the 91 and 9 says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. So he's a refuge when we learn to get in his presence and hide in there and stay there. Don't leave his presence, amen, understanding that, hallelujah, he inhabited in the midst of the praises of his people. And when you start getting his presence, he'll be able to shield you from everything you're going through. The second benefit of being in a, hallelujah, hallelujah, being in a secret place of God, the fortress. Now, a refuge is a hiding place, but a fortress is a defense against the adversary. When we look at a fortress, we look at big walls. When we look at Old Testament, we look at old times, they had these fortresses where built these big old 12 and 13 and 15 foot walls to keep everything out. So benefit one is it's a refuge. I can go hide in there. But then also the next benefit is I can be protected in there. A refuge, hallelujah, a fortress drives out, keeps the adversary from coming in. And when we see Moses talking here, he says to them, he said, look, my God is my fortress. You may not see him. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by him, the man of God said. So two, we said first he was a refuge, second it's a fortress, third he's a deliverer. God is a deliverer. When you get in the secret place of God, when we look at what Jesus said, he said, if you go in your secret place, any situation or circumstance you're going through, you can take it to God in your secret place, and he will deliver you out of it all. This is how we fight the battle. This is where we go in and we defeat the adversary. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. A gun or a fortress, a gun or a horse is not going to help you. But the way to defeat the adversary, hallelujah, because you can't see your adversary, amen? He's the prince of the air, hallelujah. And that's why he said, that's why Paul told us the weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal. There's nothing physically that you can fight the adversary with because it's all spiritual. He said it's not carnal, but mighty through God is the pulling down the stronghold. This is how we fight the battle. This is where we get in and get strategy and skill, and the Holy Spirit give us how to get through it and what to do next. And hallelujah, how to get through. This is how he delivers us. And to the world, it may sound crazy, but to us as spirit-filled believers, we're going back to the maker. Who best to know how to fix a situation than the one who actually created the whole earth? The one who created us. Hallelujah. When you have a problem with, hallelujah, when you have a problem with anything you buy, you go back to the maker. So if you don't take it back to the store, you go back to the maker and you say, what's wrong with this? This is not working well. This is not how it should go. Tell me how this should work. Show me what this was meant to do. And that's what happens when we get in the secret place of the Most High. Psalms Psalms 91 and 14 says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. God is talking about us. He said, when you set your love upon me, I'm going to deliver you every time. Just love it's me. God just want to be our God and we be his people. And that's why he's setting us up. He said, all these other things, you know, but all the works are not going to get you where you need to be. It's in the presence of God is what's going to, hallelujah, going to sustain you and keep you and get you where you need to. But we say the benefits of being in his presence, one, it's a refuge. Two, it's a fortress. Number three, it's a deliverance. Number four, no fear. He said, no fear. You don't have to fear anything. When we skip back over to Psalms 27, verse 1, we're going to see what he's talking about in Psalms 91. When he says, when we read through that, he said it's going to fall out to your left or your right, but it's not going to come down your dwelling. And when we look at being in his presence, even David talked about in Psalms 27, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And so Moses was telling us in Psalms 91, if you get in God's presence, look at the life that Moses had. Amen. He went from the palace to the wilderness, back to the palace, telling as one who was against Egypt and telling them to let God's people go, creating miracle signs and wonders through the Holy Spirit to be able to get God's people out. Amen. And so he had no fear. Initially, he had fear, but he understood, as long as I'm in the presence of God, as long as God is telling me to do it, as long as I'm going into that place every day hearing from him, when I come out, I'm already coming out victorious. Jesus told us in Revelation that you are an overcomer. The only way to be an overcomer is to get in his presence. So we said the benefits was refuge, fortress, deliverance, no fear. Number five, no danger could come near your dwelling. That's what he said. He said it won't come near your dwelling. Even going back to Psalms 27, amen. And it's so powerful how the word of God just lines up with itself. Psalms 27 and 2 says, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Even here, he say, even, hallelujah, when it looks like the weapon is forming, when it looks like they're coming to you, you don't have anything to worry about when you stand in the presence of God, because in the presence of God, he's delivering you. He's comforting you. He's doing the battle for you. And the danger, it'll come near you, but it won't come to your dwelling. It won't come, hallelujah. It'll form. And that's what Isaiah talks about, that no weapon formed will prosper. It'll form, and then look like they're coming. But every time they get close to you, God will destroy you. God, hallelujah, Jesus, is showing you, hallelujah, as you stay in his presence, that everything outside that inner place, everything outside his presence will be taken care of, because you thought enough for him to love on him the way he loves you. God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son to die for us, to shed his blood for us. He gave his son up for us. That's why God so loved the world. He so loved us. And so God is saying to us, if you stay in my presence, like he told Joshua, when they first went in, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate day and night, observing to do all that is written. Then you will have good success, and then you will prosper. When we look at dwelling in the secret place of God, he's saying, get in my presence. Still yourself. And this is powerful. As I'm sitting down here being quiet, as I'm talking to God, he's taking care of everything outside my closet, everything that's going on around me, everything that I'm worried about. He's concerned with. He's in hallelujah. He's in hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah, Jesus. He's in touch with your feelings and your firmness and your emotions. He knows what you're going through. He loves you so much that he knows the hairs that are on your head. And so surely, hallelujah, as you love on him, then he'll take care of everything that's trying to come to destroy you. He never lost a battle. He never lost a battle. Hallelujah. And then he told them, hallelujah, in the Old Testament, the battle's not yours, it's the Lord's. I'm going to fight this battle for you. Only way to get to that place in God is to stay in his presence. Amen. The sixth thing, hallelujah, the sixth benefit of being in the presence of God is no plague. He told Moses and them when they left Egypt, he said to them, I'm going to put those things upon you that I put upon those Egyptians. I won't put those evil diseases, all those infirmities. And when you're in the presence of God, no plague, he will not put no plague on you. As we've been fighting this COVID-19 thing for almost 2 years now, amen, we see, hallelujah, as we stay. I remember when it first came, and the first thing the Holy Ghost said that it won't come now, your daughter. I won't put those plagues upon you. And it's almost 2 years in, and I've had surgery, and I've had cancer, and I've been through treatment. But the plague of COVID-19 has never come nigh my door. I've never received it. And I accounted to dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God. I equated, and I'm not saying if you got it that you're in a place that you're not in a place with God. But if you did get COVID-19, you didn't die from it. It affected you the way it affected those, hallelujah, who didn't know your God, who didn't get in the presence of God, who didn't know, hallelujah, to call on the name of Jesus, who didn't, hallelujah, that didn't know who you were, who God is. And so when you dwell in that secret place, it's such a peace and a joy that comes with it, and such a benefit, like we said, first refuge, fortress, deliverance, no fear, no danger, no plague. Number seven, you'll call upon him, and he will answer you every single time. When you're in his presence, think about it. Think about your natural father. Hallelujah, Jesus, when you're in his presence, hallelujah, all you got to do is say, Daddy, Father, Daddy, and he will come running, and whatever you need. I always equate that to my daughter and my husband, amen. My daughter is 6 years old, and she has my husband wrapped around her finger, amen. He almost a 50-year-old man, and the 6 year old, as soon as she cried, he come calling, because he has a personal relationship with his daughter. He loves his daughter. God loves you that same way. And when you stay in his presence, when you seek him and not, when you ask and not, and always calling on the name of Jesus, always seeking after him and seeking his presence, seeking his face and not just his hands, always striving for him. Every time you pray, hallelujah, every time you pray, every time you get down to call on him, he'll answer you. He will answer you. Sometimes, we look at other people, hallelujah. We look at other things and you say, sometimes we say, why has God not answered me? But how can he answer you if he doesn't know you? Amen. If he's never heard your voice, if you've never been quiet, it's just like a natural relationship, hallelujah. How will you build a relationship if y'all don't spend quality time together? You will never form a bond or a unity, and that's what Christ is telling us, especially in this season, because his sheep hear his voice and a stranger they won't follow. You have to hear the voice of God in this season. You have to get divine instruction, divine wisdom, and divine order right now, hallelujah, to get through this season, because Jesus is soon to return, and we hear that all the time. Jesus is soon to return. But we see the signs of the times lining up with Matthew 24 right now. And we need to get in a place. When God talked about those virgins in the Gospels, amen, those who had oil and those who did not have oil. And when the, hallelujah, when the groomsmen came to get them, hallelujah, those who didn't have oil, amen, tried to go get it and tried to get them to open the door, and he said, I never knew you. That's how it is. You're not spending time with God. Jesus is soon to return. You have to hear his voice, and the only way you're going to hear his voice is if you get in his presence. Until you learn how to get in his presence, you won't be able to see the manifestation glory of God in your life. And so there's so many benefits of getting in his presence. We say you call upon him and answer him. And the last, number eight, then in his presence, he will give you long life. Even he ends here in Psalm 91, 16 said, which long life would I satisfy him and show him my salvation? You will live a life of favor. You will live a life, hallelujah, of peace and joy and goodness. I didn't say life will be easy, but there will be a peace that surpasses all understanding, like the word of God said, I keep you in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on you because you trust in me. That's how you learn to trust God. That's how you get to know him, as you get in his presence, as you start to talk to him every day, he'll start talking back to you, amen, as you get in that secret place, amen, knowing that you're not alone. Hallelujah. You are not alone. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I just want you to talk to me. I just want you to reach out. The same way you sit down and have a conversation with somebody you can see, I need you to have that same conversation with me so I can bless you and I can fortify you and I can strengthen you and I can deliver you and I can heal you. Hallelujah. And I can show you my salvation. Salvation, hallelujah, my saving grace, my wondering work and power, that my glory, hallelujah, can dwell all in your atmosphere. And you see the glorious wondering work and power working in your life, but you can't get that running after the world. This is where the adversary comes in. He tries to come in and keep us busy. Works. That's why, hallelujah, works, works, works. What I call the Martha syndrome. We always working. We always doing this. We're on the prayer line in the morning. We on the Bible study at night. We going to church 2-3 times a week, which is fine. I'm not saying there's something wrong with that. But you have to know Jesus for yourself. I always use the analogy. People say, do you know Michael Jordan? And you say, yeah. Now, you don't know Michael Jordan. You know of Michael Jordan. You never slept with Michael Jordan. You never had a meal with Michael Jordan. You never sat at the table with him. And that's the same thing God is saying to us even now. He said, sit at the table with me. Stop with me. Know my voice. Be my friend. Come in. Come to the table. The table is set. Hallelujah. Come to the table where you can see the manifested of glory of God working in your life because you have a personal relationship that you get in my presence every single day to hear my voice as your God, as your Savior, as your deliverer, as your comforter, as your healer, as your guide. That's the place God wants us to get to. And if you're looking for that, hallelujah, type of relationship, this is something the world can never give you. No matter how hard you work, no matter how many people you go and see, no matter how many people you talk to, the only way to obtain this type of lifestyle is getting in the presence of God. And I don't care where you are. I don't care where you are in this world. I don't care what you're going through. All power belongs to God. And if you get in the, hallelujah, if you get in his rest, you will see the glory and the manifested glory of God working throughout your whole life, through your family, in your region, in your community, in your homes. Amen. I don't care who is saying what. I don't care where the war is. I don't care what it looks like. You get in that secret place, no one has to see you, even if they don't want you to pray, if they're trying to stop you from praying, if they don't want you to call the name of Jesus. Before you go to bed, you get down on your knees. You lay down in your bed and you call in the name of Jesus and you be quiet and still and hear his voice and he would give you divine order, divine direction, divine wisdom. You'll see the manifestation glory of God on the outside in open places. You'll see your communities change. You'll see your family saved. You'll see war stop. Amen. You will see all the injustice start to come together as you get in your secret place with God, as you get, if you just dwell in his presence. Hallelujah. Just dwell in his presence. You will see the manifestation glory of God. Amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders. Thank you for being with us here on today. Now, listen, if you have any comments or questions, you can always go to our Facebook page, amen, Perfecting Love Outreach Ministries, amen. You can also email us at perfectinglovemissions@gmail.com. Your comments, your questions, you can always, like I say, go to our Facebook page. You can leave a message. Amen. God bless you all for spending this time with us. And I want you to just remember this. It's the truth that makes you free. God bless you and have an awesome, awesome day.